This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, December 23rd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. This past Thursday, we experienced winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. After this, daylight increases each day. By New Year's Day, we'll have gone from 8 hours and 55 minutes of daylight to 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, and every day after that, the day will still grow longer. Since prehistory, the winter solstice has been a significant time of year in many cultures and marked by festivals and rituals. It recognizes the symbolic death and rebirth of the sun. When we look around us, we see candlesticks, candelabra, menorahs, strings of decorative lights, Santa Clauses, reindeers, wreaths, Christmas stockings, stars of David, and all sorts of other traditional symbols. Though our days are shorter now, they're filled with things that inspire us and bring us hope. December has brought us Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Eid, Dongzi, and other festivals around the world and around winter solstice. We humans have observed this time as early as the Neolithic period. That's the last part of the Stone Age, around 10,200 BC. And since that time, we've had fire and light to brighten our shortest days. In these dark days with war and hatred in our midst, we all can use this festive season to lighten our spirits and brighten our perspective. There are common threads that can and do pull our human family together. The magic of the festivities in these dark days can remind us of good times shared and inspire us to pull together to help one another and to embrace each other. Celebration nurtures us. Each of us can have stories to share, memories, traditions within us, and we can, in this time, share them. As a child, my friends and neighbors were all Christians. December brought Christmas trees to their living rooms, and they were decorated with popcorn and berry strings and glittering all sorts of other bulbs. And they topped their trees, of course, with a star. Santa was going to listen to all their children's wishes and reward them with gifts under those trees. Who could resist the giving and kindness this holiday brought? So naturally, I begged my parents for a tree and gifts to give and hopefully others to receive. So yes, a visit to Santa at a local department store happened. Unfortunately, as I sat on his knee telling him my wish list, I also mentioned I was Jewish. And then I was doubtful he'd ever bring me a gift. We did go for a tree and came home with a Hanukkah bush. Blue lights, dreidel cookies, and popcorn strings made it pretty, and a Star of David on top really was the perfect finish. Yes, Santa found our home, and little wrapped gifts were there for each day of Hanukkah and for my birthday that's on the 25th. Santa giving gifts started as a tradition back hundreds of years ago. It was with a monk, Nicholas, in 200 AD in Turkey. He inspired people to help others and give from the heart. The tradition has nurtured the Santa symbol and inspired us to be kind to our children, our neighbors, and our human family ever since. Today, we can give of ourselves, share our stories, let others truly know us, and in so doing, we can dispel the fear of and distrust that the unknown fosters. There is so much good in celebrating and experiencing joy and diminishing stress. It gives us health and can add years to our life. It's interesting to know that there are many things our diverse community has in common. We don't have the time to share recipes, but be assured special sweets and delicious foods are part of every festive celebration. It's also interesting that the first greeting card was as early as 1400 in Germany from woodcuts, and that led to the first Christmas card that was in London in 1843. It depicted three generations of a family toasting the recipient, and on either side were scenes of charity with food and clothing being given. By the 1940s, there were Hallmark Hanukkah cards, and today we can find greeting cards for the African-American holiday Kwanzaa, for Eid, and for others. Ugly sweaters, a Vancouver phenomenon for Christmas, now includes ugly Hanukkah versions. The wreaths, the foods and treats, the trees, the Santas, his reindeer, the nutcracker, the native dances of our indigenous family all bring our attention to the beauty of the future with the promise of longer days to come, with crops to harvest and sunlight to cheer us. It's a time we can give of ourselves and learn from each other. We can explore the ties that can bring us closer when we share our traditions. Let's nurture our spirits with the light the festive season brings. In so doing, let's see the magic and beauty in life and living well. Let's expand our giving to include those beyond our immediate family and make all the human family ours. It's time to find the way to love one another and live peacefully together, to respect each other's uniqueness and honor our individual heritage and cultures too. Today, in this hour, anyone listening can gather information from individuals who wish to share their knowledge and experience and help empower us to make informed decisions. It's the From a Woman's Perspectives team, and our contact information is on our website, marylins.ca. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source, Christine the Health Coach. We'll improve our financial wellness with Ron Fox of GlidePath. We'll get smart real estate solutions from Sharon Parenteau. Talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller. Get tips for downsizing and moving from Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility tips from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I'll be your wardrobe doctor, and there's more as well. So let's get started and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of the registered portfolio management firm GlidePath Portfolio Services, joins us for financial planning and investment management advice. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, Marilyn, as always, your introductions are so inspiring and heartfelt. I just love them. And today's message about inclusion and sharing of our different personal and cultural traditions resonated with me as well, really as a message about understanding and supporting each other for everybody's greater benefit. And I thought, okay, how do we relate that to our professional world and experience in serving clients? And if you've been to our website, anybody has been to myglidepath.com, you'll see that the concept of working together with our financial planning partners who are a different skill set to ours, but they're complementary, really supports that theme as discussed in your intro. So I thought I'd take a few minutes to talk about how we work together to best serve each client as financial planners and investment portfolio managers. And what stands out about this relationship is just such the complementary skill set. You know, your financial planner, more often than not, has been your essentially your financial concierge, handling all aspects of financial advice for you. And as I mentioned in previous shows, they're very much like a general practitioner or a family doctor. And they know you really well, often taking years to develop that, you know, really thorough understanding of your personal, family, and financial circumstances, so that they can cut through a lot of the noise in the financial world and deliver what is right for you and guide you accordingly as that financial concierge. And in there's a term in our industry called KYC. Well, what does that mean? It means know your client. And needless to say, they really know you well. So how do we benefit from that as the investment manager specialist? Well, not unlike the orthopedic surgeon who's about to do the procedure, briefs you and gets to know your situation from your general practitioner, we do the same. And that is so valuable to us because instead of not to put down our competition, but there's a lot of fitting clients into one, you know, kind of one size fits all cookie cutter services, more so for, unfortunately, the betterment of the industry and the convenience of their operations and systems to scalably serve a lot of people. But the element of bespoke solution gets lost when you can't look at each element of a client's financial position and, or each let's say investment account they have. They may have a few and go, we're going to use this one first, that one second, this one third. They don't all have to have the same risk profile and settings allocated to them because we're not accessing the funds from those accounts at the same time. We can let some of them fly at 30,000 feet like our glide path analogy, while others we have to put the landing gear on. And, you know, to understand what to do for each client on an account by account basis, not just as a one size fits all, you know, paintbrush assessment of them, requires working together with our financial planning partners who we love.
Well, I know that you love to work personally with people, and every time we've spoken, it's about designing a plan that's unique and one of a kind for a specific individual. That cookie cutter that maybe will cut the tree decorations and work on the holiday doesn't necessarily have to be applied to financial planning. You emphasize knowing your client. KYC. I've learned a new acronym, so thank you for that. And if people want to have a second opinion, maybe they feel like they've already dealt with a big institution and they're part of that cookie cutter plan, what do you suggest they do?
Well, call us. And we have a network of over 50 wonderful financial planning professionals who we can find the right planner for you. And we can support them together, serving you with both of our professional traditions.
So it's like we may get a GP. Are they located throughout the province or are they all in Toronto?
Throughout the province, Maryland. And if you give me a call at 647-499-6561, extension 101, if you do get my voicemail, please leave me a message and we can have a chat and we can match you with the right professional that has the right area of focus and expertise that fits your context. And we'd be happy to do that.
So listeners, we have a vast audience with Zoomer Radio. It's the entire province of Ontario. So don't feel left out. This isn't just for the city mice. If you're sitting anywhere in the province of Ontario, feel free to find out about having a financial plan that's tailored for you. And it can be mixed up. So there's some risk and less risk and more risk. but it's personal. And it starts with a conversation. I hope that everyone hears what I hear when we speak to Ron. He cares about people, and he does make a difference to each and every one of their financial plans. The number again, Ron?
647-499-6561, extension 101. Or you can email us at zoomer@myglidepath.com. And our website is myglidepath.com.
Ron and his 50 financial planners will work to make your money work better for you. They actually say that they want to help fund the things in life that matter to each individual and make their money last. So have questions. Don't bite your fingernails wondering whether you've done it right. Get a second opinion and have a conversation with Ron Fox and the team at Glide Path Portfolio Services. The number 647-499-6561, extension 101, and myglidepath.com is the website. And for those of you who've been trying to access marilyns.ca and not succeeded, know that the website is fixed, and there is a link and the information for all of the team on marilyns.ca now. It's under On Radio Sponsor Expert List. So for financial planning and investment management advice, for a second opinion, or a good conversation so you know where you stand, remember the name Glide Path Portfolio Services, Ron Fox, 647-499-6561, extension 101. Well, Ron, the next time we will speak, it will be Christmas over and New Year's on the way. So I look forward to learning more from you then. And I hope your cold's better. I can hear that in your voice.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. I appreciate it. And I look forward to that, too.
All the best and a very Merry Christmas to you and the team at Glide Path Portfolio Services.
Thank you, Marilyn. And I wish you and everybody else in the audience a happy holiday season, whatever tradition you celebrate.
Thank you, Ron. And we'll talk again just before New Year.
Wonderful.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll speak with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and we'll get our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. So stay right here and be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's a busy time of year, and I thought I'd offer some tips to stay well and healthy during the holidays. So, yeah, it's a busy time of year, and our schedules change. There's lots of opportunities to eat delicious, sugary, festive foods and skip our workouts for the holiday activities. So I'm going to try to give some tips on how we can kind of keep ourselves balanced. So really, from family dinners to cocktail parties, eating healthy during the holidays really can be overwhelming, trying to keep our diet healthy. But let's talk about some healthy tips that we can look at during the holidays. I know a lot of people, you know, when they're saving up their calories for the big dinner, they tend to skip meals. And it's really not that wise to restrict your calories in preparation for a big dinner, because you really want to nourish your body. So have a balanced breakfast and lunch, and that basically will help to prevent you from binging at dinner time. So rather than showing up at dinner starving, making a beeline for the, let's say, the cheese board, really eat your regular meals beforehand, and you'll make some smarter choices. Staying hydrated this time of year is really important, and especially if people are drinking alcohol, it's really recommended to have a full glass of water in between any alcoholic beverages. Prioritizing fruits and veggies, that's a really important thing. Rather than focusing on all the things we can't have, we want to fill our plate with an abundance of nutrient-dense foods, things like fresh seasonal vegetables, colorful fruits, and lean proteins. You really want to plan your meals thoughtfully, so planning your meals is a great tool to have. It helps you be consistent, to make good nutritional choices, and to stay on your goals. And finally, healthy supplements can be very beneficial, especially vitamin D. This time of year is really important. Vitamin D is an excellent supplement to support our hormone balance, mood, and bone health. And things like magnesium and omega-3s and probiotics are really beneficial supplements all year round, but especially when we're traveling and our sleep schedule is off, we're being exposed to maybe different microbiomes when we're traveling. So lots of different things that we can offer. But typically, I do recommend having a discussion with a naturopathic doctor to really identify the supplements that are best for you. So if people have any questions, I do offer free consultations over the phone or in person, and they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001 for a complimentary consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Stories can be told, memories and traditions shared, celebrations enjoyed. It's that time of year, unless one can't fully participate because they don't hear well. To explain how we each can hear our best, it's hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto who joins us now, who can explain. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Storytelling is definitely one of the best ways to transfer information and teach new concepts from one person to another in a meaningful and often memorable way. Each week, I try and share a story with you so that you too can have a glimpse of the fun that I have helping people hear their best so that they can do all the things they want to do. Hopefully, these stories bring a smile to your face, inspire you to take action if things aren't sounding right for you. This week, I wanted to share a story about a gentleman by the name of Alan. Alan was referred to us by one of the hearing aid factories. We needed to help Alan sort out a hearing aid problem, if possible. The issue with Alan's hearing aids was that they had stopped working well, but the issue was not something that we could be fixed anymore because these hearing aids were about 13 years old. But what makes Alan's story more interesting is that he had another set of hearing aids which had rarely been used, and they were significantly newer than his old set. This set of hearing aids was not used because they made Alan feel like he was wearing earplugs more than hearing aids. He had been back to the clinic that dispensed these hearing aids several times, explaining what he was experiencing. But even though he'd been back, he had never quite felt like he was hearing well enough to warrant wearing them. So he continued wearing his old set. Alan was faced with two choices: purchase new hearing aids to replace his beloved hearing aids, or to try again with me to use his newer set that he didn't wear before. Alan decided to try again with his newer set of hearing aids, with me making the adjustments and considering all his comments. He was certainly happy that he could now hear much better with his hearing aids and that he didn't have that earplug effect anymore, but he was much more aware of his own voice. So I asked him to focus his thoughts on the sounds from around him rather than his own voice at this point, and to come see me again in 2 weeks. At his 2-week follow-up, Alan produced a small notebook with his experiences. He asked me about a few concerns, and we addressed them, and also adjusted his hearing aids accordingly. One of the best things that Alan shared with me was how he could actually hear his guitar. He said it had been a long time since he had heard his guitar sound this good. Even with his beloved hearing aids that stopped working from before, he was never able to hear his guitar quite this way. Sometimes meeting someone who has a new story to share, or perhaps a new perspective of the same story, makes a world of difference. Reaching out and taking action to make that difference happen is worth it, because you are worth it.
Well, Edmund, you can change people's lives by changing how their hearing aids work for them. People don't realize that adjustments and fitting are very important. If anyone wants to talk to you about hearing aids they already own or about their hearing, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is at 416-754-4327.
Edmund Ivazian, he can make your ears work better. All you have to do is give him a call. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and the phone number 416-754-4327. You'll be glad if you call him because you'll be able to hear your best. That's 416-754-4327. Edmund, thank you for sharing Alan's story, and I hope he enjoys his guitar over the holidays.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Sometimes holidays, such as this one approaching us, make us feel that we're ready to meet someone new. We don't want to be alone. And maybe finding the right person may be an impossible dream or feel like an impossible dream. But here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we have Cupid. And she's able to help us find the right person, the person that we long to meet. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we often get a lot of good news around the holidays. People have a tendency to be matched up at this time, and this week we heard about a lovely couple. They've actually been seeing each other for a little time, and they officially put their files on hold, David and Lucille. And the interesting thing about them is he's a little bit younger than her, and she was sort of negative about it. She said, you know, he won't be interested in me because he's younger, but she really did like a lot of the qualities. They had so much in common. They both own horses and show horses, and they have a lot of other things in common as well. And they're both very attractive and very fit. And so we thought it was a really good match. And she's extremely private and was very nervous about her stuff going out to him. And but we handle it in a very, we've always handled that sort of situation when somebody is very private. We have a way of dealing with that. And we put the two of them together, and they've just turned out to be a fabulous couple. They're both on hold for each other. But they, it's the first person we've matched him with that is a horsey person. So he's delighted. And they both, of course, have places in the city, but they board their horses to the west of the city. So it's quite interesting, and they certainly make a great couple. So Christmas, I always love it. We tend to get a lot of people matched up during this time. People have lots of time off between Christmas and New Year's, so it's always nice to see the new couples roll in at this time of year.
Well, age isn't a barrier. You've matched people of all ages, and it seems to work. And finding people that have a common interest, it sounds like you've made a match, a perfect fit. So happy that you shared David and Lucille's story. If anyone's interested in meeting that right person and the holidays make them wish for it more, maybe you could play Santa as well as Cupid. How do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call at 416-777-6302. We have people outside the city, too, all throughout the province of Ontario. So if you want to book an appointment, you can do so on our website at mistyriverintros.com. Or there is a 1-800 number on our website as well. So we're always happy to do a free consultation, find out about you, make sure we have lots of people that meet your criteria before we take you as a client, and that you feel comfortable with us and our team and understand how the process works before you come on board.
It's no pressure. It's about finding the right person and taking the time to do it, but doing it with expert advice. You can't go wrong when you have Cupid in your corner. And at this time of year, she can be Santa. Make a call, have the conversation, and perhaps you can find the person that's not just a nice person, but the right person. The number 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Cupid Linda Miller, matchmaker extraordinaire. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Linda. Have a good holiday, and we'll talk next week.
Merry Christmas, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, woman's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown, and what are we talking about today?
Well, good morning, Marilyn, and you know, I'm happy to connect with you again, and I wanted to tell you I've been doing a lot of traveling lately, and on one of the planes I was reading this magazine called Breathe Magazine, and it was talking all about self-care, which we've talked about, and one of the articles was about being stuck in a routine, being stuck in a friendship, being stuck in a job, just feeling like you're not where you want to be, and how to make the changes to get out of that feeling of being stuck. You know, at this time of year, maybe we're seeing relatives and friends and all of that is fun, but maybe it isn't. Maybe you're doing things just because you've always done it and it doesn't quite feel authentic anymore. So there's some exercises to try and reframe what you want to change and how you want to change it. The first one is to think about what thoughts are holding you back. You know, you want to make a list of the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that are self-limiting and keeping you stuck. Maybe you think you're not clever enough or don't have enough resources or you're just afraid to make changes. But if you start to make a list of what those thoughts are, then there's a way to reframe them. We can change our thoughts, and instead of feeling stressed about something, we can look at it as a challenge. And maybe we're not good at everything and we want to focus on what we are good at and what we do feel good about. And so changing our thoughts to look through the words and meanings of what we feel would work for us, I think is really important. And finally, you want to do three things that move you towards the life you want. And those three things may be cleaning out a closet, getting yourself organized. It may be saying yes to something and no to something else. But I think we want to be self-aware when we're making changes, thinking through where we're trying to get to and how we're going to accomplish that. Because just feeling stuck doesn't feel good.
Wow. Again, interesting thoughts that will move us towards positive action. Your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, offers useful advice in clear language. It's available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon, on your website, drvivianbrown.com. And I have a few signed copies. If anyone's interested, they're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. It makes sense to look after yourself and to get good advice that is easy to understand. And that's what the New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging offers. Remember the name, ask for it in your local bookstore. I'm sure they'll order it in if they don't have it. The New Woman's Guide by Dr. Vivian Brown. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I'm going to work on getting unstuck.
Thank you, Marilyn, and happy holidays.
And to you, too.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Santa and his reindeer may land on your roof, but you may not be ready to welcome him and his crew. Perhaps you're overwhelmed by the size of your home and the work it takes to decorate a big house just for you or you and your mate. If so, meet Sharon Parenteau, who has Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you?
Doing great. It is Christmas. Do you have a story for us today?
I absolutely do. And I'm going to call this segment Downsizing doesn't have to be rough. In a world with so much bad news, Marilyn, I thought I would take this opportunity to share with your listeners a good news story of recent clients. What makes this particularly noteworthy is that their plan to downsize actually resulted in not downsizing. Here's a bit of the backstory. My lovely clients, Kathy and Steve, had already moved once from a house with a large yard and plenty of upkeep and responsibility into a spacious three-bedroom condo in a prime neighborhood in Thornhill. They loved the freedom, the amenities, and the location while they were both working. But just as they were ready to retire, something very important occurred that completely changed their trajectory. Oh, don't worry. It's a wonderful happening, because remember I said this was a good news story. The best news was that they were about to become grandparents. The not-so-great news was that said princess or prince was going to be about 200 kilometers out of town where Kathy and Steve's adult kids live. They came to me with a three-part mandate. Number one, maximize the sale price of their beautiful condo, because after all, this would be a major contributor to the retirement fund. Number two, get them a new property that met their current and future needs. And number three, get them closer to that grandbaby. Like many of my clients, they asked, do we sell or buy first? And my answer was yes. Considering the market conditions at the time, I suggested we take a both-and approach. We would both work on readying their condo for market while exploring various property options and locations to narrow down the search. Our team sprang into action and arranged for moving boxes and supplies to be delivered so that they could pack as they decluttered, scheduled our handyman to take care of a few repairs and paint touch-ups, and then brought in our genius staging professional to give them room-by-room checklists of small but important changes to be made. Meanwhile, it was road trip time to go and visit properties for sale together. We scuttled around southwestern Ontario and made some very pleasant discoveries along the way. First, we quickly realized the many advantages of smaller town living. The proximity to shopping, restaurants, and medical centers. And the more relaxed pace was also such a nice surprise. Where was all the traffic? And finally, and most importantly, their purchasing dollars went a lot farther in these towns than back in Thornhill. They found a stunning, newly renovated condo bungalow that was arguably even nicer than their current condo at a price that still left them with tens of thousands of dollars to put into their retirement funds. Back in the city, we took full advantage of the competition among GTA buyers to secure them a sale price that was $40,000 over asking price. We had multiple offers and negotiated an excellent outcome for them. We had multiple offers and negotiated an excellent outcome for them. So, did we achieve their financial, lifestyle, and relational goals in a downsize that was really an upsize? Yes, we did. And now that Kathy and Steve have a yard to enjoy that the condo corporation takes care of for them, they decided that all that was missing from their perfect retirement was a fur baby of their own. Now that the grandbaby is nearby, puppy playtime is extra fun. Congratulations to Kathy and Steve for creating their ideal retirement by the downsizing that wasn't.
Well, congratulations to you, because you held their hand through the whole thing. And obviously, you got them $40,000 over asking and helped them find property outside the city of Toronto. The lesson I learned from your story is that Toronto and the GTA is not limiting to you. You'll go further afield to make a client happy. So anyone who's looking to buy or to sell in Toronto or anywhere know that Smart Realty Solutions, Sharon Parenteau, will hold your hand through the whole process, and it'll be a win-win, and she'll definitely have your best interests at heart. So Sharon, if someone wants to speak to you about downsizing and moving and finding their right home and selling the one they're in, how do we reach you?
The best way is to call me directly at 416-460-5636, or you can visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com, and you'll see lots of downsizing resources that are available free of charge for downloading.
You can't go wrong when you deal with a skilled, intelligent, passionate realtor, Sharon Parenteau, Smart Realty Solutions. All you have to do is call 416-460-5636. Thank you for sharing that story about Kathy and Steve. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk close to the new year.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Marilyn.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. This week's tip is a suggestion. Throughout this festive season, we will have occasions perhaps to go out or entertain at home. Regardless, let's use this as an opportunity to dress up and make it feel even more special. Even when we spend hours cooking and preparing for others, let's take the time to pull ourselves together and dress our best. Let's leave the sweats behind. We can feel special and elevate our entire festivity by dressing up. So let's decorate our home, let's set our tables, and then let's pull our look together as well. Please remember to smile when the camera captures your special moment in this last month of 2023. I think you'll be glad that you dressed up for the occasion. I invite anyone listening to email me a smiling holiday photo and share the happy times that you experience. I'm going to select one photo, and that person will get a special gift as a reward. All you have to do is email that photo to me at marilyns.ca. That's the email address, marilyns.ca. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your host. We'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and more. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, right here on Zoomer Radio.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. The holidays are here. Merry Christmas to all the listeners. With the holidays being here, I think now is a great time to start planning for your future renovation. A lot of people have an idea in their head of what renovation they would like to do, whether it be a bathroom renovation, a kitchen renovation, or a basement renovation. Just knowing they want to renovate is fantastic and a great start. But the question is, do you have a plan in place? Do you know the current cost of these renovations? Do you know how long the renovation will take and the process? With the rising cost of materials and tradesmen, it's important to be proactive and start planning ahead, not only scheduling a specific date with a contractor, but to also make sure the finishes you like are ordered and in stock by the time you're ready to renovate. For example, if you're thinking of renovating your bathroom and are looking for brushed nickel finishes or matte black finishes or even polished gold finishes, it's important to order those colors finishes ahead of time as they're popular and not readily available from the supplier. It could take anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 to 4 months for certain finishes like black and gold. Same can be said for specific vanities, toilets, kitchen cabinets, and many more items. So, if you plan ahead and get a quote in the month of January, then if you want to renovate a few months down the road, you will be way ahead of the game and have your spot reserved for the time you wish to renovate. If you wait and you don't start getting your quote until the snow starts to melt away, chances are most contractors will be booked up and you won't be able to get your renovation started when you're planning for it. So, if you're interested in renovating in the new year, I highly recommend getting an initial assessment done by our company, Greater Toronto Accessibility. We offer an assessment called the Total Home Safety Check. It's your perfect roadmap for the future. We come to your home and discuss what renovation you specifically are looking for or to have done. It could be multiple renovations if you wish. We then make a written report that details the renovation you would like to have done. It would come with a preliminary 2D design, photos of what the finished product would look like, along with an estimate and what it would cost to renovate so you have an idea of the future. You can choose to implement the renovations right away or in the future, whenever is best for you. Although our specialty is in accessibility renovations, GTA is capable of renovating anywhere in the home, however you choose. We are on time, reasonably priced, and ready to work with you on your next renovation project.
You can help people put together their renovation so they have a forever home. Total Home Safety Check, tell us about that.
So the Total Home Safety Check, so everything I just talked about, this assessment is usually $89.95 because of what it comes with. And we are in holiday mode. This is the holiday season, Marilyn, and I do want to give away the Total Home Safety Check for free for the first three callers this week.
So you're going to be Santa. Total Home Safety Check for free. All you have to do is call Daniel Wiskin. And your number, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Plan ahead and don't be disappointed. And know that if you do it once, you'll do it right when you have the help of Daniel Wiskin in Greater Toronto Accessibility. Thank you, Daniel, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Easing joint pain with strength training. Strength training may also enhance range of motion in many joints, so you'll be able to bend and reach with greater ease. In a random controlled study of 32 men, after 16 weeks of workouts, men doing strength training alone or combined with cardiovascular training had significantly greater range of motion in all five of the joints tested than men who remained inactive. Among those doing just cardiovascular activities, range of motion improved in only one of the joints that were tested. In one study, women in their 60s or 70s who had knee osteoarthritis or a knee replacement did strength training twice a week for 13 weeks. By the end of the study, women had improved their ability to walk, climb stairs, and balance. Strength training can definitely ease pain and improve quality of life. So if you would like a complimentary consultation on starting your exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com.
You can ease your joint pain with strength training. Want to know how? Call Christine, the health coach. Ask your questions, get your answers, and then start being in charge of your health. 416-809-4084. That's Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish and leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. This morning, my tip of the week is to keep it simple this Christmas. Donna Ashworth is an author from the UK, and I quote her, "Please don't fall into the trap of believing December must be all matching pajamas, expensive soirees, perfect festive tableware, and gifts galore. Christmas is a feeling. An open door to a house full of love is far more wonderful than an overstretched host, frayed at the edges with worry, exhaustion, and overwhelm. Buy from small businesses where you can. Pop a much-needed item into the food bank collection as you shop. That circle of goodwill is important right now, and I'd say this year extra important. Of course, at Moving Seniors with a Smile, we're all about reducing the overwhelm of downsizing and moving to smaller space. On behalf of all of us at Moving Seniors with a Smile, we wish all who are celebrating a very Merry Christmas.
The circle of goodwill. I love the way you put that, Lori. And that's what you create around you. You share your information, you share your knowledge and experience, and you leave people feeling wonderful. If someone wants to talk to you about a move or decluttering or downsizing in 2024, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106. And I could say the same thing about you, Marilyn. So it's nice to be involved in your circle.
Thank you. So if you want a conversation and learn what to do for 2024, whether it comes to decluttering, downsizing, or moving, take down the number 416-697-8106. And remember, Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile, and give her a call. Thank you, Lori, and we'll talk just before the new year.
Okay, thanks, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. The day is a little longer. Santa's visit is a couple of days away. The magical lights of the festive season brighten the long nights, and we can enjoy the sparkle, the glitter, and the lights that emanate from the holiday decorations. We can also use the inspiration of those same season's lights and share the light we have within us. We can share our happy memories, the wealth of the traditions that we've inherited, and spread love and kindness to our neighbors. The children's song, "This Little Light of Mine," encourages us to let it shine. So let's open our hearts and minds and share our true selves with our diverse friends and human family. Let's appreciate one another and get to know one another and enjoy the celebrations of the festive season. We can release our fear of what we don't know and learn from one another. Let's celebrate together. Let's share one another's heritage and culture and enjoy the benefits of peace and goodwill and understanding that this time creates. Author Terence E. Deal said, "Celebrations infuse life with passion and purpose. They summon the human spirit. Each of us have our spirit to be roused. We can most certainly make good use of our days. We can give of ourselves and generously share what we have with others. We can shop less and give more from our heart. Perhaps make a donation to a cause that resonates with us and those we know and honor them. There is a lot of material stuff out there. Perhaps this holiday season, we can be mindful of the needs of others and give meaningfully. More importantly, let's share our holiday celebrations. Let's welcome every good person that wants to into our circle. Let's mix it up a bit. Let's enjoy the opportunity to celebrate with each other. Not just what we already know, but new and different things from different heritages and different cultures. Our time together is almost over. Goodbye and thank yous are in order. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. Thank you to Duncan, Ian, and Kelly. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very special thank you to you for joining us this hour. Anyone listening who has questions is welcome to reach out to any or all of the From a Woman's Perspective team. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. It's under On Radio Sponsor Expert List. Or you're always welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning, where we'll speak again from a woman's perspective. Have a wonderful day, a great weekend, and a wonderful week. Merry Christmas, belated Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and here's to longer, sunnier days ahead. May we all enjoy this festive season in good health and peace. Bye for now. And please remember to join us next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.